Still to come in the second part of Seek Goods Out and Seek In. The two brothers who don't always see eye to eye when it comes to improving the fortunes of India's oldest auction house.
That's why you're starting motivated. They are sitting in a place here selling shoes and socks. What do you expect them to become? Stop talking about socks and shoes. Try to get it inside your pretty head. You don't say socks and shoes.
BBC News with Natalia Ralston. Iraqi have formally requested air power support from the United States in its battle with Sunni jihadists. America's top military commander confirmed the Iraqi request, but did not say whether the U.S. would act on it. As Sunni jihadists continue their offensive in Iraq, reports suggest they may have seized the country's biggest oil refinery. Officials and workers at the refinery in Beji say the militants are now in control after an overnight attack. But the security forces deny this. An 89-year-old man is being held in custody in the United States over the murders of hundreds of thousands of Jewish men, women and children during the Second World War. Johann Breyer is accused of serving as a Nazi SS guard at the Auschwitz and Buchenwald concentration camps. Germany, which issued the arrest warrant for Mr. Breyer, is seeking his extradition. He said he did work at Auschwitz, but not voluntarily. Reports from Nigeria say about 100 people are feared drowned in a remote part of the northeast. One eyewitness told the BBC victims had boarded a boat to try to escape from gunmen who attacked the village, setting fire to homes. The World Health Organization has reported a sharp increase in the number of people dying from Ebola disease in West Africa. According to the latest figure, nearly 100 people died in the past week in the three worst affected countries, Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia. King Juan Carlos of Spain, who helped steer his country towards democracy after the death of the dictator General Franco, has signed an act of parliament formalising his own abdication. His son Felipe will become the new monarch. In the Football World Cup, Spain, the team that has dominated international football for the last 6 years, has been knocked out of the tournament after only two matches. Spain were beaten by Chile 2-0. The Dutch beat Australia 3-2. BBC News.
You're with Outlook from the BBC. I'm Matthew Bannister. Coming up in this half hour, we visit the utopian city designed by the late president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez.
Chavez traveled through here once, and he had a vision. He said, "We're going to build a city over here." Many people told him, "This is crazy. How are we going to make this happen?" But Chavez, in his madness, made it a reality.
More on that story later, but before that, Anwar and Arshad Saleem are two brothers from Calcutta whose family has owned India's oldest auction house, the Russell Exchange, since 1940. The place is steeped in history and has become something of an institution, but over the years it's struggled to survive. After working in the UK for 40 years, older brother Anwar has recently returned to Calcutta to help Arshad revive the business. Their efforts are the subject of a new documentary film called The Auction House, A Tale of Two Brothers. When the brothers came into the Outlook studio, Anwar told me about his memories of growing up around the Russell Exchange in the 1950s.
As a child, from school I used to go to the Russell Exchange. Just pop in, basically my father taking us out for coffee, tea in the evening. And then gradually I got involved. I was actually cataloging. I was putting lot numbers on the items.
I get a sense of a place piled high with different items jumbled together. Is that right?
You're quite right. Furniture piled high.
Arshad, tell me about it in its heyday when it was under your father's control.
Well, in those days, that was supposed to be the gold rush period because there were so many embassies in Calcutta. And the business was blooming, absolutely.
And what was the nature of the auction house in those days? Just describe the kind of business it was doing.
It was doing very good business, and we had all sort of nice customers, very elite sort of customers who used to really like and understand the things that they were buying.
What sort of things were you selling to them?
Well, we were selling crystal, very, very good porcelain, very good wooden furniture, and cutlery and crockery, all this sort of thing.
And what was it like to be a child and involved in that business?
At that time, it was very nice to be the youngest auctioneer, rather, in India.
Really?
I started my first auctioning at the age of 17. My father guided me.
It's a mystery to me how auctions work. I've been to auctions and I've seen them, but it's always struck me as being an art form to be a good auctioneer. What do you do that makes you a good auctioneer?
You have got to be a very good valuer first. The auctioneer knows the valuation, then he can raise the prices and he can start the base price with what he thinks is the best.
200 rupees, electric light. 240. 250. 300 rupees for the draftsman set. Only. 300 rupees. Lot number 255, a metal ashtray, one metal stand, and one metal chair.
And what you're hoping for, surely, is that people get a bit carried away by the excitement of your auction and pay more than they were hoping to pay.
That is also there. Because one has to tempt them to buy.
Now, gentlemen, this must be a very, very old piece. This has got a historical value behind it.
You made a good offer.
Anybody? The hammer is not down yet.
So you're a bit of a showman.
You have to be a showman. People buy things in an auction which they had no need for. And sometimes they pay much more. Because if there's an opposite bidder, there's a lot of ego. So they want to outbid one another. That's where the auctioneer's expertise comes into play.
So you headed off to the UK to develop your life. And so you, Arshad, were left with the business. Did it fall on hard times? Did you have difficulties as the years went by?
My father had trained me very well. In the beginning, after he died, I had a bit of problems with my son.